Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 1985. My name is Margaret Reed. I am interviewing Mrs. Lorraine Munson, M-U-N-S-O-N.
M-O-N.
M-O-N. I do it wrong every time, don't I? M-O-N-S-O-N, who is with me today in the AV department at Morehead State University to discuss the thrift shop in Morehead, for which she has served as a volunteer for many years. Thank you, Lorraine, for talking with me this morning. Why don't we begin by having you tell me a little bit about you and then how you became interested in the thrift shop, okay?
Well, I was born in Lamberton, Minnesota, small town.
Lamberton, huh?
Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated from high school there, and then I went on to college at Rockford College, Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, yes.
Which at that time was a girls' school,
mm-hmm.
but is now co-ed.
Uh-huh.
Then I taught for 7 years mm-hmm. after I graduated.
Mm-hmm. In elementary?
No, I taught high school chemistry and biology general science.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then when I decided to quit teaching,
mm-hmm.
I took a business course, and then I worked for several years in Minneapolis in a pharmacy loan office.
Uh-huh.
I married in 1934 the manual training teacher of White Bear, who had quit teaching when I did in 1931 and went back to school and took up dentistry.
Oh, uh-huh.
We then moved to Morehead.
That was in 1934?
We moved to Morehead in 1935, because Harvey had next year at the university.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Then we, as I say, moved to Morehead, where I've lived ever since.
Uh-huh.
We had three boys,
mm-hmm.
and my husband died in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went back to work and worked for 10 years in the savings department at Gate City Savings and Loan
mm-hmm.
in Fargo.
As an accountant, a bookkeeper,
in the new accounts department.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the best way to put
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I had to quit
mm-hmm.
because it became 65,
uh-huh.
I went out to North Dakota State University and worked as a secretary for Dr. Broberg in the chemistry department.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh.
Until 1973, when the program, which was the program for junior and senior high school teachers
mm-hmm.
working on their master's degree,
mm-hmm.
and they were taking biology, chemistry, and mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Then that program folded up in 1973, and then I quit naturally, and since then I have been doing volunteer work in lots of places, which I like.
Hmm. Well, I've known you as a volunteer and often as a treasurer kind of volunteer for a number
right.
of years, Lorraine.
Right.
And that seems to be one of the things that you really have made a very great contribution to the community in doing all kinds of volunteer work.
Well, it's what I like.
Uh-huh.
I like to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that most of my jobs have been treasurer's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I know how to add and subtract.
It's a handy thing to know, isn't it?
My volunteer work has been at St. Ansgar's Hospital,
mm-hmm.
at the Morehead Thrift Shop,
mm-hmm.
and up at Eventide Home.
Mm-hmm. Through your church?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I do a lot of work through the church.
At Bethesda?
Yes, mm-hmm. at Bethesda Lutheran Church in
mm-hmm.
Morehead.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of never think of that as volunteer work.
Uh-huh.
I just think of it as church work.
Part of your life,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the thrift shop, Lorraine, when it started and what interested you about it and what it does and that kind of thing.
Well, it was founded in March of 1975 by, I would say, about 10, 12 people who had been working with another volunteer group,
mm-hmm.
which is now called the
This and That Shop.
This and That Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They were disgusted
mm-hmm.
with the way that shop was run
mm-hmm.
because it was hooked up with an organization in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls never were able to find out where the money went or
mm-hmm.
anything of that kind. So this group decided to start their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to work with them. And
mm-hmm.
they started out for about 3 months in the old Woodward clothing store, which is on Center Avenue, which
mm-hmm.
was to be torn down as part of the as a state bank.
Oh, yeah.
So they worked there while the other building was being fixed up, which mm-hmm. is now across from the Moorhead Post Office.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And
now, when did you say that started? What year?
March 1975.
1975, okay.
And this mm-hmm. is going to be our 10th year.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a local organization.
Mm-hmm.
We are hooked into nothing
mm-hmm.
because we want to be able to give our money to all the local organizations mm-hmm. and some national,
mm-hmm.
but we want to be able to decide where it went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's been operating ever since.
Mm-hmm. You are a kind of a woman's exchange place, a thrift. What do you do?
Well, we sell anything that anybody brings us, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And all the money which we take in
mm-hmm.
goes for local charities.
Mm-hmm.
We have two officers who are paid, which is our manager
mm-hmm.
and our treasurer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The group has grown from about maybe 20, so now we're about 40 or 45, and most of them are senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We have some men
mm-hmm.
as well as women.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You go to the, you sell, is that?
Oh, we sell.
Mean?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. You're volunteers.
We pay
them?
For nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If people bring things in for us to sell. However, if they want a record of it for
mm-hmm.
their income tax, we
mm-hmm.
will estimate what we can get for the things that they bring in
mm-hmm.
and we give them that. It goes from anywhere from 25, I think, up to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally it's been higher, but not
mm-hmm.
very often.
That's
do not take
dollars
in furniture.
You're talking
dollars.
About? Mm-hmm.
We do not take in furniture
mm-hmm.
or appliances of that kind because
mm-hmm.
we don't have room.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly clothing and housewares.
Mm-hmm.
Lots
mm-hmm.
of books.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to incorporate
mm-hmm.
in order to get liability insurance.
Oh, yes.
So we all pay a dollar for belonging, dollar
uh-huh.
a year.
Uh-huh.
And
mm. and that pays your insurance?
Evidently.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the reason was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We have one free meal a year, and
uh-huh.
that's our Christmas
uh-huh.
party
uh-huh.
where the organization pays for it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We meet monthly to decide where our money is to be spent that month.
I see.
And
then do agencies, for instance, like if Nokomis, I heard about that last night, would Nokomis come to you and say, we are in need, or do you kind of search out agencies, or how do you do that?
Well, we really search out our agencies,
uh-huh.
and we discuss things that have come up. Many of the people who have been written up in Wayne Lubinoff's column
mm-hmm.
have been helped by us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We give to Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
To EVAC,
mm-hmm.
the child development program, and the any of the places where the handicapped people work,
mm-hmm.
to buy them equipment
mm-hmm.
and to help them in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
We do not give to individuals as a rule,
mm-hmm.
unless it's someone who is in dire need. But somebody can't come into us, say, I need some money, will you help me?
I see, yeah.
We do mm-hmm. see that the information travel
mm-hmm.
out on Highway 94 has $50 all the time, so they can help any
oh.
stranded
uh-huh.
motorist or anybody who needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager out there determines that himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat.
I'm sure we have 20 organizations or more
mm-hmm.
which we give to over the year.
Mm-hmm.
And our contributions depend, go usually from $200, $300
mm-hmm.
and on up.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of spread it around
right,
among the agencies.
Right.
You don't just support one or
no,
two.
No. Mm-hmm. Usually, each month, we have money to give to maybe four or five agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're giving to the Dorothy Day House also.
Oh, yes.
And some of the new organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to burn victims.
Mm.
And
that would be to an individual burn victim?
To the individual and to the family,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Like that family out in, where was it, Lake Park?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
we gave to that.
Did you? Uh-huh.
And this
mm-hmm.
last Monday, we gave to this man whom Lubinoff wrote up and who was handicapped, had his legs taken off after he'd had a kidney thing.
Oh, yes.
And mm-hmm. the policeman fined them, $10 for parking someplace he shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Well, just this last Monday, we gave, I think, $200 to him.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, do you have rent-free over there, Lorraine?
No,
you have to pay your rent and
our
But that's your expense.
I would say our expenses come to almost $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
We pay some over $300 to our manager. We pay over $300 rent. We have mm-hmm. to pay for our telephone. We have to pay for some advertising mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and some supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay $50 to our treasurer.
Do you have a van to pick things up, or people come to you?
People usually bring them. We used mm-hmm. to have a couple men who would go around and pick them up, but it got to be too hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
most people will bring the mm-hmm. stuff to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Our workers are very fortunate, a good mm-hmm. many of us, mm-hmm. who can ride the RSVP bus from Fargo,
a
volunteer bus, so they pick mm-hmm. us up and mm-hmm. take us home, which costs mm-hmm. us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we contribute to that organization also.
Uh-huh. So you kind of make a full circle on that.
That's
one.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's mm-hmm. great. Uh-huh. So you've been, have you noticed, well, I guess you would say your who belongs is your, can anybody volunteer? I mean, if somebody says, I would like to help you, you don't have to fill out a form.
No.
Or
anybody who would be interested could come
or anything.
If we need help, and if they don't like it, they'll quit. Some have had to quit because they can't work mm-hmm. with old clothing
mm-hmm.
and things of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that we are a very dedicated
mm-hmm.
bunch
sure
of people.
Are. Yeah,
and I think most of us enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to working mm-hmm. there on Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Do you work 4 hours a week or something?
Yes, I work Friday mornings, usually mm-hmm. from 9:30 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the shop is open till 5.
Now, what do you do when you go there on Friday morning, Lorraine?
Well, we unpack any boxes which may have come in.
Mm-hmm.
We straighten out the clothes and mm-hmm. things of that kind. We discard what we don't need, which usually goes to Union Mission.
Mm-hmm.
We cut up rags, cotton rags, for the sugar beet, because they buy them for us, and they buy our best customer.
Oh, really?
They pay us 45 cents a pound for rags, which are cut up with all the buttons and zippers and all of that stuff off, so they're ready to
uh-huh.
use.
Uh-huh.
And we do sell rags to other people sometimes, mm-hmm. so much a pound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's always a lot to do. You mm-hmm. can always straighten. Mm-hmm. You can always discard.
Mm-hmm.
We have a back room, which is where we go to get all of our stuff as it comes in.
Uh-huh.
So we're
busy all
We're busy. We do take time off for a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's good. And then you wait on people as they come
in
the
store. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we who work decide the prices a lot. We know some prices, but each time, each person
mm-hmm.
who works mm-hmm. in that particular day,
mm-hmm.
they kind of decide this. And we like to mark our clothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, nothing costs very much.
And anybody can come in and buy.
Yes. Okay. We do not, however, take any referrals
mm-hmm.
from the social service over in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted any of that, they have to go to the thrift shop, mm-hmm. This and that shop, because mm-hmm. they're hooked up with that organization.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Cass County Social Services?
Well, the social services are mm-hmm. the ones that are financed on the United Way.
Oh, uh-huh.
See, we don't want to belong to anything.
You don't belong to the United Way or anything?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we want to have complete control of mm-hmm. where we mm-hmm. spend our money.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would you take referrals from, like, Clay County Social Services?
No.
Don't take referrals from anybody?
No, we don't take referrals.
So that nobody has to present a slip to you when they come in?
We don't take any of that.
Somebody comes in and says, I haven't any money at all.
I shouldn't say we never do.
Uh-huh.
We do occasionally.
Uh-huh.
But we'll do that on our own
mm-hmm.
and give people things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, the people that come into our store buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you don't get a big flood of migrant workers in the summertime?
No.
They go to the this and that shop? Or
if they don't want to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have a lot of migrants, but they buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of people who come in and want to Jew,
mm-hmm.
let me use that expression, us down on our prices.
Uh-huh.
And we have to fight that once in a while.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Because you don't let people bargain with you on the
Not
price.
As a whole, because uh-huh. our things are cheap enough anyway.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Are you finding, over these 10 years, Lorraine, are you finding any differences in the kinds of people who are using your services or come in to buy or give to you or anything of that kind?
Well, no, not particularly, but I do think we've had many people bring us things
mm-hmm.
because of the advertising that we've gotten from the papers. And as people hear about us, they bring things in. And I think as a whole, maybe we're getting a little better quality of things.
Are you getting the same kinds of people coming in to buy?
About the same.
Are there a lot of students, senior citizens, people who are in need, or are they just people?
Oh, no, I think a lot of them are in need, especially when they when they have children. And lots of students come in to buy things, and especially for parties. And Halloween. Things like that.
I suppose children's things go fast, don't they?
And housewares.
Is that
what
right?
What we have, they go pretty well.
Now, that would be china or, or dishes?
Yes, pots and pans and odds and ends and vases and just knickknacks. They really go well. And records.
Well, you must do very well if you pay out $1,000 a month in running expenses.
Well,
and have
we have now reached... 94,000 plus, and we hope that by September we will have given away $100,000.
That's marvelous.
And besides what we have given
that's
away
in your
free,
10 years.
That's in our 10 years. So we do plan to have a little party probably at the end of our 10 years.
Well, I hope so.
And a little publicity.
Yes, yes.
We also give when the telethons are on.
Oh, do you?
We're very good at that, giving to them. We also have go to the donate to the arts and coordinated arts.
Oh yes.
We used to give to the symphony some, but some kind of objected now to get some money from gambling. But we still try.
The symphony doesn't.
Beg pardon?
The symphony doesn't get money from gambling. No.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, that's one of the. Well, as far as I know, that's one of the few that don't.
Well, I usually have to fight for them to give $100 to the coordinated arts, and we usually get it once a year.
They really want to give to service agencies.
They want to give to people like that rather rather than
to the arts.
Okay.
So you'd say the services you provide and the individuals you work with and help are pretty much the same as they have been from the very beginning.
I think so.
Okay. And your funding is all, well, you pay
a dollar
a year dues, and everything else is really people donating and people buying. Is that right?
That's what it is.
Do you get a lot of, are you finding that, do people bring things in pretty good shape, or do you have to get
them
cleaned?
I would say that we have, things are pretty good shape. We once in a while get something that not very good. And we sort it out. But we don't turn down anyone.
What if somebody brought a broken iron in or something like that? Would you fix it? Or
yes. We have one man who used to fix things up. But he's died, and so we do take them in, and some people, we can sell them cheap, and we say it needs this. And we do like to have people tell us if any appliance, if they work, like radios, irons, any electrical thing. And if we like to put on the item that it works.
So if it doesn't work, you tell your customers that it doesn't and that it needs a little fixing.
That's right.
That sort of thing.
We're much too crowded. I wish we had a bigger place, but we can't find any that we can afford.
Well, it's a very attractive place. I think
we try to keep it clean and orderly.
Your windows are always nice.
Yes.
And you must have somebody with a good deal of taste to know how to do that.
There's a committee that usually fixes the windows and fixes it up as nicely as they can.
Now, each one of your volunteers, do you have a... you are assigned a time and you regularly know. Is that about the number of hours, 4 or 5 hours a week that most people put in?
They say they're open from 10 to 5. The group I work with, well, right now we're only two. We go down at 9:30 and then we work to 1. And they average from 2 to 5 for each working time. They work from 10 to 1 and 1 to 5. Saturdays they work from 10 to about 1, I guess. So we all have our regular days. And we try to substitute for each other if we can't work on our particular day.
Well, now, during your monthly meetings, is that one of the things that you work on as your schedules? Is there?
Well, the schedules, we don't have to do it every time because we've worked the same schedule. I've worked the same schedule ever since I started.
Oh, yeah.
Friday mornings, which I like.
That's just your day.
Yeah. That's right. At our monthly meetings, we decide where our money will go that month, what problems we've had at the shop, and what things we want to tell people about. There's always something that comes up.
What kinds of problems do you usually likely have?
When things come in from rummage sales, we want to take off all those tags, our own tags on.
Yeah.
And to throw things away if they're ragged and dirty.
Is that where you get your rags from?
Yes.
From the things that you just...
Well, now, you see, there's so many, they're out of style. They may be torn. Old sheets, old towels, old underwear, and old, now old-fashioned dresses that... It's amazing how much we do get. No polyester. And and then we... any other thing that might come up. Once in a while, there's some things come up during the week, or month, rather, that we want to kind of discuss. And, and about pricing. And it's odd. I'll price something one day. Maybe the next day I come down, the same article is down. There's either been raised up in price or cut down, which we all do that. We all have different ideas about prices. And if an item's been there for a long time, then we try to put it down so we can sell it.
I take it you're a very congenial group.
Very.
You don't mind people changing prices and that.
Oh, no, not as a whole. Because, of course, we all have different ideas on that.
Do you have officers of your group? I mean, do you
have a we have the manager whom we pay, and she has to come down every day and take the money and anything that comes up. And if we need a substitute, and we ourselves can't, because she'll have to take over. And then we have a board, which is the president, the vice president, the treasurer, and a secretary, and then two other members on the board. And they'll meet occasionally to decide something in between our meetings, and they have the authority to spend up to $100 without the board, without the organization's approval if something comes up.
You mean something the shop needs?
Or gives.
Or gives.
Yeah, now like if something comes up, like a telethon or something, and they don't have to meet with the whole organization if they want to give that in between our monthly meetings.
Now, are these like national telethons?
Yes,
the
some of those.
Sclerosis
now, there's
whatever?
Another one coming up in June for something at St. Luke's, and we decided on money to give to that.
And you just decide yourselves, this is what we want to, and then does somebody kind of, for example, you said you are giving to the Dorothy Day House, has one of your members gone over and talked with them and found out what they do and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes, we have them come right to our monthly meetings.
I see.
We have a representative of the Dorothy Day came recently. We've had some come from Hotline, some from EVAC, from all these different organizations. We've had them from the Kidney Foundation. And anything that one of the members thinks would be worthwhile.
You.
So we have a variety of, I should have copied down the number of organizations that you give to, but I bet we've given to, or do give, over the period of years, maybe to 50 different organizations.
Yeah.
But they're all local, except the national telethons.
The national telethons, yeah. Well, I happen to have been on a couple of boards where the thrift shop is... contributed. I think you gave to the Center for Parents and Children.
Oh, yes.
And several times, probably.
Yes.
And it sounds to me, and it's just from my very limited experience, that you try to help new agencies get on the on their feet, as well as others.
I think maybe the organizations to whom we give the most money is the Harbor School at Moorhead and the ARC.
That's the Association for Retarded
Citizens. Yeah, that's
citizens.
Right.
And you're pretty faithful about giving to them regularly, is that right?
And this development, new development thing for adult.
Oh, the developmental disabled?
That's right. We just gave that again last Monday.
It must make you feel real good about being able to do that.
Oh, I think it does. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're all very grateful.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
We have many, many letters of thanks for them. Yeah.
Have to collect those and put them in a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Well, can you identify people who have played key roles in the program other than yourself, Lorraine?
Oh, yes. I think Dorothy Challand.
Could you spell
that? She was one of...
K-J-E-L-A-N-D,
I believe. Mm-hmm. She and a Mr. and Mrs. Benson.
Oh, yes.
You know who they are.
Yes,
from
I
your
do.
Church.
Yes.
They were really the... And Gladys Westrom and Rose Swanson and Helen Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were right there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I started... Oh, well, I guess I started with them when they started the this and that, but not the other one. They were instrumental, I think, in starting it. And Dorothy has been either our manager or the president of the organization most of the time.
I see.
And so. Mr. and Mrs. Benson, of course, are very, very devoted, especially Mr. Benson.
Yeah, they very loyal.
Very loyal.
He tells me every now and then at church just what you've given
yes.
to somebody.
Yes.
And, yeah, and he's very proud of the work that you do, as he should be. And these are all people, I take it, that are also, as you are, involved in other activities in the community. I mean, this is...
Oh, I think I think most of them have something else probably to do, too. Or it's within their church, some of them. Some of them work at the hospital besides. Ruth Swanson, I know.
Okay, and you are all you are an entity unto yourself, so you are not responsible to anything national or local or anything
That's
else.
Right.
This is
we
all
wanted to close
yours.
Up tomorrow. We could close up,
and there's nobody breathing down your neck.
No,
as far as and you, I suppose you don't have to pay taxes or the income tax because you are a charitable organization.
Yes, but we do have to collect sales tax.
You do.
Which we think is funny.
Weird.
Well, because all that stuff has been sold before with sales tax paid on, but we do have to, and we have to report to the IRS.
You
indeed
do.
We do. Oh, yes. And we have to pay on employment insurance because we have three people
are working for
working because we have a cleaning lady, too.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Once a week or every day?
Yes.
Or?
No, once a week.
Well, could you, what would you say was your unique place in this community?
Well, just because we do help a lot of people who need it. And then in order to give to all of these different organizations, which we feel are so important. And the fact that we could can have almost given away $100,000 in 10 years when our expenses amount to almost $1,000 a month, we feel we've done pretty well.
Oh, I guess.
With all of our nickels and dimes.
I would also say that the fact that you are not responsible to anybody but
That's
yourselves
right.
is really pretty unique because most agencies belong to Lutheran Social Services
That's right.
or
Yes.
the county or the federal government or something, and you are all
I do think
all
that's
your own.
It, that we are entirely alone, if you want to say it.
You're
nobody tells us what to do except ourselves.
That and the fact that you are basically all volunteers.
That's
I mean,
right.
you've got three paid people, but
right.
Considering what you do, the major part of the work is done by you, the volunteers. Yeah, that's very, very important.
I do think we're probably about the only one who isn't hooked up to something, hooked in with somebody. And that's what a lot of people can't understand. But that's what we want.
Sure. And how do you think you're accepted in the community, Lorraine?
Oh, very well.
Because
of the write-ups that we've had in the papers. Wayne Lubinov's been very good, and we've also had others have written us up in the paper, and I think we're all well-known when our name is on the lists of donors for different things, which we like to see.
Sure.
And And lots of people came and said, oh, we like this place because mm-hmm. it's so clean and you're so friendly.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's what we are special in.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be friendly to the people.
Mm-hmm.
We want to feel that we'd like to have them come in,
mm-hmm.
anything we can help them with.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. You respect the people who come, whether they're giving or receiving.
Very,
huh?
Very much. Uh-huh. That's very.
Uh-huh.
And if we can't use their things, we just accept it anyway, and that's...
Mm-hmm. And you select out what
that's
you can
right.
use.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have to give a lot of things mm-hmm. to the mission because they're outdated
mm-hmm.
or they're just things we can't use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And lots of people know that and they come in.
Mm-hmm.
They say, take what you can. If you have to throw it in the wastebasket, we don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an outlet for a lot of people to get rid of their stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, you... this is the greatest rummage sale town I think I ever experienced. So I suppose you get the remains of a lot of
that's
rummage
right.
sales.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we have to depend on
mm-hmm.
In the fall and mm-hmm. in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, another thing that we do each day, we put away things for winter if we get winter things in the summer,
mm-hmm.
vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
We're always putting away things for the summer and unpacking mm-hmm. them, and now we just are unpacking all the summer things that we packed away last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we can think we can't sell now, we'll sell the next year, and it's amazing how much we sell
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the things that we put away.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we wish we had more room.
Yeah, storage.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I suppose when people break up, for example, move from a house to an apartment or something, they bring
in
things.
And lots, we get clothing from people who have died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The survivors bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we many times get very good things.
Very nice things, I'm sure you do.
We don't get much jewelry,
mm-hmm.
which people are looking for. But
mm-hmm. but otherwise, it's basically outer clothing, or do you get underwear and things?
Oh,
like
yes.
You do. You get a
lots
lot
of,
that.
Of socks, mm-hmm. children's socks and
oh.
men's
shoes.
And shoes mm-hmm. and underwear, and
mm-hmm.
you almost can name it.
Uh-huh.
We have once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you size these things? I mean, do you have like 20s and 18s? And
we can't mm-hmm. size them in order. We haven't got room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And lots of them say, well, why don't you have all your large clothes in one place? But
mm-hmm.
we just don't have room for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't stay that way anyway.
No, no. So that's... And have you had any trouble at all, Lorraine, with people trying to walk off?
Oh,
things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How do you handle that?
Well, if we catch them, we go after them. One girl saw this Mexican family. They were looking at this one item.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to buy it. Pretty soon they saw her go out. And this one girl ran down the street after them. And she got up to the car... And they knew what it was the minute she got the hand, the item right over to her.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say we have much trouble that way.
Uh-huh. That's
occasionally.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you really kind of have to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
And you
mm-hmm.
don't follow people around, but you just keep your eyes
but
on.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally that'll happen. I mm-hmm. wouldn't say very often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. And, Will, do you have some other things you'd like to tell me about the shop? Have you been an officer, Lorraine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What
I was a secretary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you keep minutes and
I
keep track
have.
Of all, so you know exactly
yes.
how
yes.
much money's
mm-hmm.
come in and
mm-hmm.
who all the volunteers have been
yes,
over
that's
the
right.
years.
There's a list of all of them.
Are you getting additional volunteers right along?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just last Monday, mm-hmm. a new one came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we're always glad for that because oh. some have to leave or...
Sure.
And a few have died, mm-hmm. which of course we regret.
Mm-hmm. Some are handicapped, I suppose.
Well, we let's see. One question you ask, is there food a part of the meetings?
Mm-hmm.
We do have coffee at mm-hmm. our monthly meetings.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, if any of the girls want to have their own coffee as when they work, that's
yeah.
fine. But there's
bring a thermos bottle or
that's
something
right.
like
well,
that.
Well, we cook it down there.
Oh,
we
do
have
you?
A
yeah,
we
well.
Can make it, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's our little rest period.
Mm-hmm. I bet you people bring cookies now and then.
Oh, yes. We sure do. That's if we can do that if we like.
Then your annual meeting is a Christmas party, is that
no,
right?
The annual meeting is the third Thursday in March, because that's when we organized.
Oh, I see.
They had an attorney set up our setup because of this, as I say, this liability insurance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is our annual meeting in March, and we elect officers and have the yearly report.
I see.
And that, as I say, is when we have our free lunch or dinner.
Uh-huh.
And there they can bring their spouses if they like.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have a spouse, you may bring a guest to our annual meeting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we've had practically the same officers.
But that's a dinner meeting.
That's a dinner meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You keep your officers?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Are you still secretary?
No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Huh? Yeah.
You had it.
That's right. And we've had the same treasurer now for... Oh, I would say that the last 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
There was a different one when they set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a Cracker Jack, one Helen Hunter.
Helen Hunter.
Mm-hmm. She's very, very good.
And then your major employee person is your manager. Yeah. Is
yes.
That right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And does she come? I take it as a she. Does she come to your annual meetings and that kind of thing?
Yes, the manager's job. She is really supposed to go down every day and take care of the money. We start out with $5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only change we have.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And so she comes every day and takes the money and takes it to the bank. And she's supposed to. And if not, she's on vacation or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But that is her job.
Mm-hmm.
And her job also is to see that she gets a substitute for someone if that person can't work and cannot find her substitute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means sometimes she has to put in longer hours, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she is a retired person, and she has nothing else to do. She has no family, the one we have now, so I think it's very good for her, too.
Mm-hmm. And she is responsible for locking up and opening
up,
or do the
volunteers? Yes. No, we have a key to open up in the morning,
But
she is supposed to see it was locked at night.
Mm-hmm. 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 Very good. And she's been with you for quite some time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a manager, this is her second year.
Oh.
She had worked at Kmart and Fargo for many years.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And when she retired, she had been working at the thrift shop. And then when she retired, we voted her in as the manager.
Mm-hmm. Now, does she have a vote on where the money is to go?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know.
Everybody.
It's very informal, but we do vote on it.
Where do you meet?
Our monthly meeting is in the library.
Oh.
And then we have coffee in the morning with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we try to meet in a place for the annual meeting where there's a separate room so that we can have our meeting there as well as our dinner.
Sure, dinner, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and the Christmas dinner, we choose various places. We have met at the Regency. We've met at the tech school.
Now that is on the house, and as it were, on the shop, your Christmas dinner.
Or yep. is it,
yeah,
yeah.
Your
that's
annual
right.
meeting you pay for.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's that way we get, as I say, one free meal.
Can you bring your spouses or friends to the Christmas meeting?
Yes, that's the one they.
Oh, not the annual meeting.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any things that you think have happened over the years, Lorraine, that are particularly interesting or kind of fun or particularly difficult?
Well, as I say, I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like meeting the people, and it's fun to see. We have many types of people that come in. We've had a couple drunks.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And that's one reason we don't want to leave one person there alone.
No.
We don't feel that she should ever be there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you do? Escort them out the door? Or?
We called the when it happened to us one time. We called the police.
Police, yeah.
And they're right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have quite a variety of people.
Yeah.
And we have sent some people up to the Dorothy Day House for if they come in and they want to know where to go for food or if they want some money. And we never give money out to anybody.
Yeah. Well, they've been very busy up there with the homeless.
That's right.
So that's good. I'm glad to hear that you're giving them some money. Have you had any really serious obstacles as you've gotten started going? And I mean, it hasn't really been
difficult. No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. We've had trouble with the roof leaking and our clothes getting wet.
Yeah. That's a mess, isn't it?
Has nothing to do with our management of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think as a whole, it's been run very well.
Mm-hmm. And it's been well accepted right from the beginning of the community.
Yes, I think so.
There seems to be room for a number of different kinds of this kind of shop.
And I think a lot of the people will come in and buy or do and bring us things because we can choose.
Mm-hmm.
Where we want our money to go, and we are not giving it to other organizations that are funded a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many are funded, as we know,
but
we like to be able to pick the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And each month, different ones have different ideas, and some like know of people, and then we just, we've had one case where we did, we're going to give $300 or $400 or more to a person. Mm-hmm. This is an individual for something, and we found out afterwards that she was not entitled to anything, so that we did not follow up on that one because we were just being taken time. So we're very careful.
You need to be. Okay, well, I think you've pretty well covered the organization.
I think
fine. I really want to thank you very much, Lorraine, for coming over
and
telling us about this. And you seem to get a big kick out of what you're doing.
I do. And the girl I worked with, she said, I look forward to coming down. And she, too, is a widow. And she has a handicapped child. So she's especially interested in helping people like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
I like to, in fact, I like to work with any of them.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're hardly welcome.